Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. It's almost Friday. And the temperatures are getting back up. Finally. Jeez, man. This minus 30 degrees Celsius weather is not cool, honestly. Choose a different place to live. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, if it's your first time joining us on the podcast, welcome. You have another 174 episodes to catch up on. So you've got your work cut out for you. And if you're back again and you're part of the Moto Kingdom, welcome back. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And if you do like what we do right here, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omoto. buymeacoffee.com/MJWEMOTO. Yeah, and no donation is too small. Support the podcast, honestly. Anyway, we are taking it to Nigeria, the biggest country when it comes to African music, for sure. Let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is
Howdy. Now, this is my second Adekunle Gold's album review, and it's an honor and a pleasure because his level of musical creativity has always caught my attention. Let's see if this new one, Catch Me If You Can, lives up to these lofty expectations. Catch Me If You Can was released today, February 4th, 2022, under Afro Urban Records. It has 14 songs, 41 minutes, 39 seconds of runtime, 6 features, multiple producer placements that include Shay Funmi, Davayo, TMXO, Blaze Beats, Q Beats, Rhymes from Zim, Leka Beats, Teiwa, Feels, Specs, Kali, Cinematic, Big Fish. Oh man. Yeah. The opening track, Born Again, is gorgeously majestic, with Fatoumata Diawara showing such authentic class. But I mean, AG did his thing too. It is a short one though, 1 minute 51 seconds, and yet I honestly wanted more. The song Win is a story that we can all relate to. Every day we're trying to win, and win some more the next day. AG Baby is putting the dream into music, and it sure sounds good, as much as the message is welcome and motivating. I actually know I needed it right now, because, yo, for real, for real. But if AG is saying, yo, he just wants to win, I wonder how much more winning he wants to do. But anyway, let's continue with the music, right? Mashemi is the jazzy number you didn't know you needed till you heard it. The bass line brings up the temperature with a light snare to give you such a distinct sound that is mature. And after listening to this album, Catch Me If You Can, that's a good way to describe this project. Mature. The song More Than Enough has a wonderful tempo for what it is. A man is telling his woman she has his undivided attention today, and he has cleared his schedule because it's all about them. It's all about nurturing that love and, you know, doing things. I'm gonna leave that there. Just FYI, the hit Sinner is on here, and what an inclusion to this album, man. The tune is absolutely epic. I love the strings on the song, and oh man, even just the delivery, the performances were just amazing. It's sitting on 10 million streams on Spotify right now, and I'm here for that, honestly, because if anybody deserves it, it's AG Baby. And of course, what's an Afrobeats album these days without Amapiano? If there's no Amapiano on there, just cancel the whole thing. Don't drop your album. We don't care anymore. There's no album there. Just kidding. The smash High with Davido is on Catch Me If You Can. What a tune. Honestly, what a tune. I think that's the tune that really defined 2021 for Adekunle Gold and everything that he's been doing up until now. You know all about it, so I won't even go into analyzing the song, but great inclusion. Your two biggest hits, Sina and High from 2021, are on this album. Nice work. The song One Woman features the talents of Ty Dolla $ign, who delivers as always. And at first I wondered what he would bring to the Afrobeat style. I really enjoy it when a US artist rides Afrobeats with their own style, not trying to fit into Afrobeats per se, because nine times out of ten, it just sounds fire. It literally sounds fire. That lane needs to be explored a whole lot more, because I think there's plenty of bangers that are yet to come in that lane. I may have said it when I reviewed Afropop Volume 1 in 2020, but AG Baby's pen game is ridiculous. Absolutely bonkers, I tell you. The whole album, Catch Me If You Can, is too much, and that's no lie. The subject matter covered a wide array of topics, and even with the bulk being love songs, there was no monotony at all. The features on Catch Me If You Can were crazy, and they all actually showed out, all of them. From Lucky to Ty Dolla $ign, Davido, Fatoumata Diawara, Fouché, they were all fire. And I loved hearing Stefflon Don on this, by the way. I will listen to a Stefflon Don tune any day. At me if you like. Twitter, MJ Omoto, yeah. Catch Me If You Can is a gold standard for what a top tier African album should be, and I'm not even stretching the imagination when I say that. From a quality perspective, a 10 for me, straight up. 9.5, so that Adekunle Gold improves next time. You never know, he's got another level, I'm sure he does. But for real, this one is so easy on the ear, and I've already repeated it thrice actually, since I found out it was out already. I didn't expect it to be out as early as it was, but nice touch. The producers showed out, and it was amazing, like I mentioned earlier, to see my fellow Zimbabwean brother Rhymes on here too, man. Rhymes is fire. I do have to rave about the sonics on Catch Me If You Can. The beats are clean, real clean, and couple that with the vocal work and you have a masterful product. I don't think there are many projects with cleaner kicks overall. Like, I haven't heard one, but you never know. This is the one. The meticulous instrument placement on Catch Me If You Can was mind-blowing, and I feel as if there was a lot of back and forth with producers for it all to get it to that level. AG Baby found a new level from his last album, and considering how good it was, that's really impressive. Supremely impressive. So yeah, great work. You probably know this by now, but Catch Me If You Can surely has to be an early contender for Album of the Year, and that's a big call for early February like this. I don't normally do that, but this album, yeah. I mean, when you compare this year and 2021, I think it's the same feeling I had when Joe Boy dropped early last year, and I was like, yo, this guy is onto something. That's the kind of level. I mean, Adekunle Gold knows how to make an album, but this is definitely Catch Him If You Can level. Nigerian acts in the last 2 to 3 years especially have been killing it, and I'm talking seasoned artists, new artists, whatever. They're coming through, and the music they're producing, it is world class for starters, but they've just widened the gap between themselves and the rest of Africa, truth be told. Catch Me If You Can will produce many hits for the year, and I see AG Baby, aka Adekunle Gold, having a big year without a doubt. Well done. This album is crazy. This album's amazing, and love the music. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.